Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, Unikal Yud Zayin, which is the Malach of Torchein, and in that context, we're discussing the issue of taking medication on Shabbos. One of the questions which comes up is not medication, but is what may one take vitamins on Shabbos? So to understand the question, let's look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha, that then taking medication is also davka mishi yesh lo mechush ba'alma hu mischazik b'hel kibori. Av me'ein lo mechush, shu mechush is mutter. So we already mentioned the idea that a person is enough for the mishka, a person is ill enough to the point that he has to go to bed. So the chazal did not ask for taking medication. If a person is uncomfortable, he's not enough of the mishkov, has a bad headache, he's not enough of the mishkov because of that, but he's definitely uncomfortable, he may not take the medication. Comes Shulchan Aruch and says, at the other end of the spectrum, a person who's totally healthy is allowed to take the medication. The logic behind that being, the concern is because a person is in the middle level, he has discomfort, he may forget that it's Shabbos in his haste to try and relieve his discomfort, but a person is totally comfortable. He has no haste or something to distract him. He's not going to forget that it's Shabbos and grind up things and take them on Shabbos. So but by being healthy, he obviates the concern that Chazal have that one may come to grind up the sum of money. So that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says that this heter for a person who is ein lo shemeichesh is mutter, it's only if a person decides that he wants to eat it because he's hungry or drink it because he's thirsty. But even such a person, if he does it for a fool, k'nei l'chazek mizgoi, even if he's a bari gomer, that's aser. So a person does it l'chazek mizgoi. So that's a person read somewhere that that taking zinc is very good for you. So it helps you, it strengthens you. So the simple reading of the Magen Avraham is that that's going to be aser because he's doing it l'chazek mizgoi. He's going to add strength. So that even though he's fully healthy, that's going to be mutter. Assuming it's going to be aser. Ramesh comes along and says, well, if a person is a bori gomer, why would he be taking these things? How do we understand what he's talking about? So he says that what the Magen Avraham must be talking about, that a person who, even though he's healthy, he tends to have, let's say, some type of deficiency. He has a vitamin deficiency, etc. So right now he's fully healthy, but he's addressing a real need in his health. And in order to address this real need in his health, he's taking these vitamins. But a person who's totally healthy and is just taking it because instead of eating a lot of oranges, he'll just take some vitamin C because the body should have some vitamin C in it, and that's his attitude. He doesn't have that type of behilus and that he has a concern that he might forget that it's Shabbos. Let's say a person has a cold, or he feels he's about to get a cold, and he's taking vitamin C to forestall that, assuming that vitamin C helps, or zinc, or whatever it is that the person feels is going to help. That's a situation which would be problematic. If a person is totally healthy, just like he doesn't eat a lot of leafy vegetables, so he wants to get to some of takes a vitamin to get the B complex because he doesn't get enough of the leafy vegetables which have that. So this is a calculation which he does in his head, but he's not feeling anything in his body which is dangerous that he feels a need to address. So Moshe says in that situation, one would be allowed to take vitamins. That's going to be what now. Not everybody agrees with the Moshe in this regard. Maybe we'll clarify some of those who disagree and understand the Magen Avraham differently in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.